Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's better to first have a presentation of my work, and then we can discuss with this crash in camp in temp what we can do for my future, in fact, to continue my research, because apparently I will have serious problems. Okay. So I'm going to start with the presentation.
You can be sitting here itself and do the presentation.
Okay, so it's my work is generally about using posterior in speech recognition systems and somehow enhancing the estimation of posterior, getting new posterior which are more informative by somehow integrating some extra knowledge like prior knowledge and contextual information related to the problem. And then use this posterior estimation method for designing hierarchical speech recognition systems. So in this hierarchical architecture, I will be able to integrate extra knowledge at the proper level of hierarchy, and I will be also able to combine different kind of knowledge or sources of knowledge I have. As you know, generally posteriors are estimated using neural networks and more specifically MLPs in a speech recognition system. So time limited window of a speech signal is represented by some capstone features which are then processed by an MLP, and it gives us some evidences in the form of phone posteriors. Then we use these phone posteriors as features or as scores for either just decoding or training and inference training and then decoding. But we know that in this case we are not able to integrate contextual information, long contextual information, and we are not able to integrate the prior knowledge we can have about phonemes or about words in the posterior estimation. So the main motivation is to see if we can integrate this kind of extra knowledge in the posterior estimation. So what is proposed to solve this problem is to use what we formally use in HNN formally, which is called gamma state posterior, as a posterior for training or decoding. So it's, well, as you know, it's state posterior probability in HNN, which is defined as the probability of being in a specific HNN state at a specific time, having the whole observation sequence and the model. So whole observation sequence means having complete contextual information, and the model can encode some kind of prior knowledge for us by means of topological constraints. Gamma posterior is written in terms of forward and backward HNN recursions. And actually, one way to use this gamma posterior is using this posterior as some kind of new scores for decoding. So in this case, it will be similar to hybrid method. The difference is that we do one more step. So we do one more step here, and we here by means of another HNN we introduce some kind of prior knowledge and contextual information. We get better evidences than what we initially had here, and then we do the decoding and more informative posterior instead of this one. So we are expecting the system to perform better and more robust to noisy cases. Here you see some results on what is the effect of introducing reasonable prior knowledge. So different rows in this table are showing different level of noise and also plain speech, and different columns are showing different kind of posteriors or gamma posteriors. So the first column is showing the our baseline system, which is getting estimate of posterior out of MLP, and then using these posteriors for decoding, and the other columns are showing the performance of different kind of gamma. So gamma, which is estimated using information about minimum duration of phonemes, about possible transition between phonemes, and some more prior knowledge, like which word is composed of which phonemes, and grammatical knowledge about transition between words and things like this. So as you see, introducing more reasonable prior knowledge will help to have better performance in almost all the cases. And here I compare the performance of the gamma-based system with the standard HMM-DMM system, which is based on doing decoding using likelihoods as scores. And the difference is that our system is using posteriors for decoding. So as you see, it's working better than the standard HMM-DMM system. And finally, the conclusion is here we saw how we can get some more informative posteriors by introducing extra knowledge, like prior and contextual information, and then using this posterior estimation method to design hierarchical speech recognition system, which the goal is to have a better, more efficient, and more robust system. So if you want, now we can discuss about the crash and the loss of data. So I lost all the posteriors I use as input for my system. So the gamma are somehow estimated or computed on top of posterior. And now I don't have any posterior. And probably the script is generating that posterior. So what I can do?
You go to the table you have there, like the big table, with all that, then we can discuss. So I think I have all the gammas, no? Especially gamma full models I have.
Gamma full model, but what about other ones? And what about the posterior?
The posteriors.
Because I cannot stop my research. I may do something else, you know, in future with this. I need posterior.
Now you need a different method. From gammas you can generate the posteriors.
Even you have those three state performed gammas, you have all those?
No, I don't have them. They're all on the thing. We have that because you are still with them.
Okay.
So now you can.
Yeah, you can go back up to the future, you know.
Yeah. maybe some other PhD students should be hired to work on degenerating gamma.
I was just, and let's talk a little about this presentation itself. The slide number 6. How you feel it is important that you are taking the context of the whole occurrence? How important it could be? Is it not a possibility that you are having less context?
Less context?
Instead of having context from 1 to capital T, which is for the whole occurrence, which doesn't make much sense.
Yes.
In general. So what is a possibility that you can cut the context? Instead of having a context from...
You mean the smaller context?
That's right.
Of this.
Might be left to right, everything there, but not the whole context. Because it's a fact that when you are having one utterance,
mm-hmm.
So one utterance is like a full sentence or something, and there might not be much breaks in it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In that sense, it doesn't make sense that you are going too much in the past and then you are trying to compute something which is not related.
Yeah. Well, even they can have some information which are not so meaningful or which are not related. Yeah, well, but then I will have the problem to find the optimum amount of context.
Mm-hmm.
How much context should I take?
Kind of. Let's say Hynek's idea is usually 100 milliseconds.
200 milliseconds.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for numbers, I think it may be okay. Numbers hardly.
Yeah, numbers it might be okay because most of the sentences might be 3 seconds or something.
Even less than that, yeah. Just few words.
Yeah.
So, but if for CTS or something, like if it is really long sentence of 10 seconds or something, you may not really need
that much of context to computer commas.
No, it's really computationally very intensive also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. That's really good.
Okay, so when we are talking about them, then my stories are the worst, I think.
So because, yeah, all the posteriors are from you only.
Yeah. I cannot generate posteriors.
And
so there is.
And you don't have the scripts? Or
I don't have the C files also
presently.
Oh,
okay, you have just your text.
Yeah, what is this called? My work. He has said that enough is enough.
And what could happen if you don't even have your thesis?
then I would have taken 2 years extension.
Or you would have.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Let's see what happens.
But for your case, you don't need really complicated posters, you just need some PLPs and then.
Yeah, you can regenerate it, no? Because it mostly did it on what numbers and a couple of CTS
mm-hmm.
experiments, right?
Yeah, for CTS, Peter still I think he didn't lose anything.
No,
so
but he may be linking to Matthew, I guess, because Matthew.
No. He probably might.
But you got all the WAV files, so.
Yeah, but the WAV file is that's in the temp only, right? So,
yeah, so that's
the
what
only
I'm
thing
saying.
Is that I can recover it back from Berkeley.
Yeah, so if he got features, then it's okay. Otherwise, if he has to generate again, he can't.
Because
generate.
Even Patra has lost a lot.
Yeah.
He's having only the results with him.
So
he doesn't have the files.
No, everything. If they say that we cannot recover it, then I can quickly get it back from it in a couple of days. I can put all the system back here.
Okay.
But everybody has features in temp only most of the time. All the
yeah.
CTS features or CTS WAV files.
Yeah.
So forget about CTS at least now. I think those.
Yeah, because even to download that much of data.
It takes at least 1 or 2.
Lot
weeks.
Of time. No, I can see downloading is not a thing. Only
but
thing is that I have to do is that they have a data in a one particular structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to first of all, organize, create tar files, and then I can get it back here.
But you said you need to do some segmentation also, no?
And then you have to get their PLP features and.
Yeah, that I can get all those things.
Okay,
all
those
those
files are also very big. They are not single files.
Yeah, but those files can be recovered easily. Only thing is that now if they have to say that we cannot recover it.
Yeah, we can wait at least 1 or 2 weeks.
One or two days, like this week, I can wait and see. If they cannot recover it, then I can just get all the data from ICSI and put back the CTS system.
But still, I think we can't really do these things before, I guess.
No, we cannot do.
Yeah, so that's why, maybe we can concentrate what, especially on numbers now, and then we can go to CTS.
Yeah.
So in numbers case, what do you really need?
Posterior estimated using PLP features for
numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because at least
we can
generate. We need to generate again PLPs, but WAV files are there.
Yeah, PLP, numbers 95 database is there.
PLPs are also last.
Yeah,
okay. Everything. That temporarily, everything is having
and,
there.
If you really ask me, even the structure which was there,
mm-hmm.
real, every point by point, how PLPs were generated, that information is also not there.
But you're generating PLPs from FICAL.
Yeah, but the parameters which are exact.
Mm. But at least
hopefully 95% I know, but that 5%.
Yeah, that you can do.
And then we need to train the new weights. Because MLP training needs to be done, and then only the next step will happen.
Okay.
So it's pretty whole thing is stupid. Whether we can replicate the results, whatever results you are showing, whether we can replicate them or not, presently it's not known.
But at least you have something to verify there. So PLPs or these are all 13. Just on the PLPs, not delta something.
No, there is not delta. There is another problem for verifying these results because, well, for this result, the configuration should not. I also saved the configuration somewhere in the temp.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly how many states for decoding and which kind of
mm-hmm.
language model and
mm-hmm.
things like this. I think I can remember almost all of them, but
mm-hmm.
it's a bit.
But if you got something from Hemant or Maitri, then I have those number of states. we have there, no, like the, it's only for only closed DCL, KCL they have.
One.
No. He is using different setup, I think.
No,
he
got
use
from you
our
only.
Setup. Do you use our setup for the number of states? For the common estimation?
Yes.
I think.
Okay.
So then I have those number of states.
No, no, those things I'm also having because they were done 2 years back.
Anything
which is done in the last 2 years is the one which is.
So you didn't have any P5, PLPs, no? PLPs or P5s from here.
Okay.
So what about these noise levels? Like we have noise waveforms in
COM
databases?
COM database, yeah.
So we have directly waveforms with a particular noise address?
Yeah, that's right.
No, but they are all in the database section.
Nothing related to the database has been disturbed.
No, but I think...
Except the switchboard.
Yeah, except switchboard, but the switchboard also we have it, but only thing is that we don't have all the data we need, yeah.
But the problem is like all these SNRs, I think it may not be there in databases.
No, it is there.
So
because it was the
now added already like all the noise.
No,
it was,
it was
originally
it's in the
done
itself.
Even with the SNRs.
That's right.
No, it
so
is even
so
a DVD
it,
form we have it.
Yeah.
That
so
the
that is not a problem.
So you, it's not that you are added all the
No, I didn't do it myself.
Yeah. With SNR,
no,
different
no,
SNRs.
No. Means yeah, that part is less scary.
Yeah, so at least we have WAV files, so now we can generate anything,
yeah,
any PLP, so at least.
So the things which are related to your PLP can be done, I think.
Yeah.
It's not such a major problem.
Yeah, so as a conclusion, there is no major problem except...
No, except time.
Yeah.
How much time you want to spend again
and
to get...
Everything needs to be trained. So it's kind of 1.5 days work, kind of, to generate the new files.
But for all these SNRs, so that's something...
Yeah,
like
that will, like, it means it will add up, that's it.
Mm.
But all of it is doable in 3-4 days time.
Yeah. I also had to store that stuff generated posterior or gamma or things like this, which I should regenerate. I have the scripts, but it takes time, CPU and regenerating all these things. Okay. So there's no major problem except deadline of 2 weeks for ICAST.
Yeah,
I don't have to generate any new results. I'm also on the other side then. But if I need to generate new results, then and anyway, there is emotional loss. So much of scripts and code.
No, the thing is, like, you can't really write this. Especially the code is a real problem. Scripts is okay, like, yeah. Even scripts also the configurations or e.g. if you forget something, some even cream versus factor or something, it's really.
Means losses are emotional as well as whatever it is there, manner and blah blah. But stretching. So right, five you have gone to the
It looks like if you get 3 disks gone, then it's very difficult to get it. If it's 1 disk, it's fine. Because at least one is having the
there is no problem.
Mirror, so it will recover from the mirror. But if the 3 disks are gone, it's very difficult. So I don't know how it went. Like usually, as soon as 1 disk fails, it should be replaced. Actually, and
so it should
know.
Be replaced by.
Otherwise it will go on destroying other disks. I don't know how it happened, you know, such a thing. Like, usually as soon as one fails, it actually notifies, you know, the system administrator or makes certain kind of noise. To make sure that, you know, it has to be replaced. So if the disk is not replaced, then it will fail. There's an internal recovery if you just replace the disk. There,
okay.
It can quickly recover everything into that disk. So it's like, you know, if you have it's kind of like essentially if it is like 120 100 100 GB there are data space, then it essentially will have 200 GB only visible data to you. But then it can, as soon as you replace one of those hard disks, it can from the other one, it can recover everything on that.
It will have mirror.
Internally, it can do that kind of thing. But if the three disks fail, then it's a really difficult job. I don't know how it can be recovered. Probably the one way that they send the hard disks to the people who are experts, and they do like sector by sector or block by block, they try to recover. But it's very expensive. A simple thing might cost you minimum €10,000, 50, something like that.
But even this may be really huge data also.
Was it insured? Any idea?
I don't know. Never insured. I don't think insurance company will give.
Yeah, insurance can take care of anything can maybe during this one.
I think maybe some companies definitely they will insure, obviously. You can't really have so many backups in servers.
But this still means one thing which is mystery to me, why temp 1 and temp 2 were residing on the same hard disk?
No, it was because it was not temp 1, temp 2, but they have the same. It has 3 GB, 3 disk hard disk category. So you can go up to 14 or something like that, but it can be on the same thing.
So it means
it's just partition.
But
so, that
so it tries to put it tries to quickly put things if there's way that so that and but only thing is that only one stripe has the backup. Keep taking up the backup there. So it puts everything quickly. It can decide wherever it wants to put. So it's faster to do that way.
No. What I'm saying is temp 1 and temp 2 could have been different systems.
No, I think that's a soft name they have given there.
I'm saying they could have kept different.
Yeah, but then what is the use of RAID then?
No, RAID on both the systems. What's the problem?
No, but that is what the RAID can allow you to have keep up to 14 hard disks. Can
hard
allow.
There were already 5 hard disks, right?
Yeah, so they have 5, and you can go up to 14 if you want to keep the, and it can still work, and it has a, and the way it looked like it's still fault tolerant, you know, the way it is.
But
usually it is just that if you one disk crashes, before if it is replaced quickly, then no problems. Otherwise, unsaved data will start. The first thing is get lost. That's the thing.
Yeah, now everybody is going to be scared of temps.
I know.
Temp.
Temp is well. It's anyway. I think they can do because some of these people are experts. There are a couple of experts in Switzerland itself. So. If they can easily recover it, probably to do this kind of thing, you know.
But is it really costly? This system is.
Yeah, it depends on the job. You know, sometimes it's a small hardware thing. They might do it within, you know, €5,000 and all. But if it's very much detailed work, they will just. It's the system that the whole thing starts like this: that you have to give your credit card number and sign a form. And then only they will start touching your hard disk.
No. I checked over the net. It's not the way. You send the things to them.
Yeah.
They will see if they can recover. Then only they'll ask you that.
No,
the
but no. They
but if there is no, if they cannot recover, they will send it back.
No. That's what they say. Like you do it, then send it the hard disk.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will say, okay, we can do it. And then if you do it,
first
they will
give you a quotation.
Yeah.
They won't go without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Means it's a wrong information.
Yeah.
Maybe at least they will give some number, otherwise like
because
yeah.
In the beginning what they say that send us the thing, we look at the things, if it is recoverable, we
then
will tell you what is the quotation.
What is the estimate of that?
And if it is not recoverable, we will send it back to you.
Yeah.
But means and if they cannot recover it, then what they won't charge anything from you for the inspection.
I think that is, yeah.
Yeah, at least they will know beforehand.
That's right.
Hope for they can.
Yeah.
No, it is up to you know.
Looking at how much failure has happened,
yeah.
Accordingly they will tell you whether they can recover or not.
And in fact, if they can go a lot, but you know they can go block by block and look into it and try to recover. But that much you will want to go or not is the question.
But even like how much important data?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just MP3s or something, so you don't really need to.
And it's like 40 tera.
So 4 tera, no?
4 tera, that's 40
4
tera.
tera, I guess.
And there was some feeling.
So how much is 4 tera? 4000 gigabytes?
Yeah,
Yeah.
4000 gigabytes.
4000
Not
GBs.
much.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a big.
But now we got something like
Isn't
more
RAID 1
different.
is more fault tolerant as compared to RAID 5?
No, RAID 5 is better,
No.
but
RAID 5.
RAID
No,
4
RAID
is.
1 is having exactly 50% capacity is utilized. It's copy.
Okay.
Two copies of the same thing will be existing. That is RAID 1.
The RAID 5 is then 20% copy only.
That's right.
Yeah.
RAID 5 is 20%.
It's not the other way.
No. So
Okay.
RAID 1 is exactly, it's, means it's a lot of wastage of resources, but it's more fault tolerant. And there is no parity kind of or anything, nothing exists there.
Yes,
So
it's a
the disk which
parity.
has crashed, that cannot be recovered. The disk which has not crashed, it can be recovered completely. Means if both the disk have crashed for the same data, you cannot recover anything. If one disk has crashed, then you can recover everything.
It will be in the other
Yeah,
disk.
it will be in the other disk. So that is RAID 1.
Anyway, how many, how do you want to go about it?
If you are given a choice, you want to take RAID 1 or RAID 5 or a simple laptop.
No, I would say, how would you like to go about with ICASP?
Well, I think after this meeting we can try whether to regenerate this. Well, PLPs, I think they should be first regenerated, then posterior. Then if by the end of week we could have posterior, then it's not that difficult. I can easily regenerate the gammas and do all the experiments again.
So what are
Maybe
the
it's a
experiments you need to do? What are the
again.
new experiments you are having in your mind?
Mainly there will be some experiment to check how the system is robust against these tuning factors like language modeling scaling
Language
factor,
scaling
language scaling factor, and word inversion penalty. This will be the main new issue. And
But do
well,
you feel that this paper material?
yeah, the new thing in the paper, and well,
And also
some
maybe like this noise is
noisy case
he
as
was.
well.
But the one which you have reported means you want to report something more than that?
Well,
This is
actually,
not in the paper actually.
this was not in the paper. I put it in the presentation, but it's not in the paper.
Okay.
This is.
The paper was just for clean speech.
Okay.
But since I had the results before and I cannot copy these things because I talked with Hervé and he said, okay, actually the numbers are not very reasonable because they are just 13 PLP features and we have to have at least something which is known for people. I mean, they are expecting something around 1987 or something like this. So anyway, I had to redo all the experiments, but now it's a little bit more difficult because before I had posteriors and now we have two more steps, PLP than posterior.
Okay.
At least now he can know a whole system setup
So
from.
maybe what I can do, I can give you the setup.
Yes,
And
thank you very
you can
much.
generate from bottom,
Yes.
train the MLP, test the MLP.
Thank you very much.
So now mainly like a 39 PLP. You are always using 39, no?
I
Not
was using 39,
but
yes.
then why these features you gave me like they're 13? You truncated them to.
I wanted to extend this. Well, actually, the paper we wanted to write was for ICAST was something related to multi-stream gamma. But
No,
okay.
these ones
Well,
like the.
I will explain. So that my plan was to have two streams, and
You did it
I
on only one
yeah.
stream,
I
capital
so
stream.
I thought that okay. One stream will be PLP, and the other will be delta PLP.
Okay.
So this was one part of experiment, so single stream, and then I wanted to combine
Deltas.
deltas
Oh,
with this and have another
okay.
table. So that was what. But actually, because you know the numbers and the study is not, it's not showing a strong results. Anyway, results are not very important, but they should be within a range of acceptable numbers. So then, for now, I think it's better to instead of doing PLP and delta PLP, I can have single stream of 39 PLPs and then combine them with traps.
Yeah,
Just
those
to
results
have.
only you reported in intro speech, no? Like 39 PLP results.
Yeah, 39
They were
PLP.
done, yeah.
They were, that's why they were less than 10% error ratio. Now even like clean speech you're
So
getting.
what is this result? This is related to your MLMI?
No, no, it's entire speech. The
no, no, this is just...
Okay, these numbers are full PLP 39,
okay.
But just to make things clear in the presentation, to show more steps...
What is the Tryphon Gammas?
You use the Tryphon MLP and get the...
Okay. Your MLP.
Yeah, No,
I gave...
Okay.
Even
but those gammas will be same as
yeah,
normalized scale likelihood.
Yeah.
No.
They are passing through the data from that GMM.
Yeah, because I have Tryphon GMMs and HMMs.
Okay.
So he gave me scale likelihoods of Tryphons.
Not scale likelihoods.
Yeah, scale likelihoods.
Scale likelihoods.
Scale likelihoods.
From
MLP.
MLP scale likelihoods.
Yeah, well.
You don't have posteriors there, right?
Yeah, so I divided
by the
priors. Yeah, okay. That's all you do.
Okay,
right?
So it's
then
scale
again,
likelihoods.
I will pass through full network. Then I can generate Tryphon Gammas.
And full network, what was the
it's like
architecture?
No, it's just GMM world models.
Okay.
You have all the connections to between all the worlds. Like,
So, what are the other things we need to discuss?
So then, first thing is like we need to generate PLPs, and then all these SNRs, PLPs.
Yeah, it's amazing that everything was on that.
No, but I think there is still some data which is recoverable. At least they could give us time to. I think that the most of those things should be there. I can copy it already if they could.
No, it was there on yesterday morning, like even.
Yeah.
So I was running some experiments and then it was okay, but it's readable only, so I can't write anything. So.
No, you don't have to write, but you can read.
Yeah,
no.
So, but we don't know, like, we thought, like, I thought it's recovering, so maybe by tomorrow I'll get everything. So, because if you want to copy again, you will have.
This is all because of you. You came on wrong day from Iran. So you should come on Juma.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, still some people are on vacation, so they will really
they'll get a shock of their life. Maybe they won't come like if they have read their mails.
Flies to Senegal directly.
So Daniel is where in Italy.
Yeah.
But even all over the recent iterative training setup is intense. We was like how much we can copy because it's really so many iterations and
yeah.
Even we thought of really completing many more experiments also.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a major loss, no doubt.
But at least yeah, scripts are there, every script. Like, list scripts are there, but... so if they can record...
You want to run their scripts, it's not there.
Yeah, if they can record at least Hammond's P files, then...
if they can give me my C files, then also it's okay.
Yeah. But C files, yeah. Even if they give you P files, it's really bad. Even you don't really need to run all that.
Yeah, because I don't need to generate features also. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't need all my P files, just few of them.
Hey, you just only like recent P files at least.
And what if we have someday a fire in India? We will lose all the data.
Oh, that is, anywhere fire will lose all the data. You know?
But they have, well, I think.
Nowadays it's not the case. They physically also
physically
separate.
Yeah, yeah.
They can, you know,
yeah, physically it is separate.
But you know, here we can really have a fire because everything is made of wood, I think, and it's small and
no, I think there is sprinkler something around here, I hope so.
But still I think
sprinklers.
In Edinburgh they had that big fire and then
when wood is there and sprinklers don't work.
even server that buildings and all the computers in that building, they're all burnt, but they have like 3 backups at the university, so electrical didn't really affect much. Which universities, maybe it's really big.
Yeah.
So
in fact, they would have distributed the whole thing around.
Yeah,
they may not have one place.
They will have backup at different
physically
places.
At different places.
And also in some in underground, so that like
even in a nuclear bomb is dropped, you know.
Anyway, the conclusion is to have a backup and CD at home.
No, CDs
Yeah,
are not
something
enough.
like that I
CDs
can
are not
recover.
enough. That's
Yeah,
the
how
problem.
much? How
No,
because
but
one CD is how much? It's not even 1 GB.
for
So then
example,
CDs are not enough.
phone book, I can recover everything on phone book because I have it on the CD. I wrote it once upon time to copy it to my home, and so I have all the data of my CD. But I don't know if I copied all the numbers that are on that.
You are talking about data, or you are
Data
talking about
itself, the whole
books?
feature to everything, feature, segmentation, every label file, everything is there. I can recover it back from there actually, but
But what about some Iqbal's home directories, or he
anyway.
also kept everything in
Temp.
No, he was having lot many things in the proper places.
Yeah.
But in temp he was having a lot of important things there. All the experiments which he was running.
But he did mostly on numbers, no? So at least
Yeah.
if we can recover, if we can read some of his stuff or something. Did you look at his home, Iqbal, home speech Iqbal or something?
Look what?
Look for any features or anything over there.
No,
What did
yeah.
do to the switches?
No, he maybe he might be using same PLP features or something. If
No.
they are
Okay,
different,
that way. Might be, but the situation is that
we don't know that.
he was generating his own PLP features from his own scripts.
His
He was
own.
not using Doctor Speech.
Okay, Iqbal is here. He got his own.
Yeah. So he was like, he was. So I borrowed few of the things from him.
Yeah.
The FFT routine and reading the signal waveform. These things I borrowed from him and I changed. And then I put it in my all programs. So I kept the backups, but those backups are themselves on temp. I didn't know that this way it can crash because I thought might be I can do a mistake and wipe out the things. And then there is no backup. So I cannot blame anybody, but I didn't know that the whole backup can itself crash. Yeah. So now in my life I will never believe anything which is temp. Whether it
Not
is temperature or whether it is
yeah.
temporary.
Yeah.
Because just few days back I took a backup of my laptop, fearing the same thing. But then I didn't realize that I should take a backup of
Only good thing is
everything.
that the numbers, I think I pretty much can recover all, even the Tryphon experiments. Because I think I have kept those labels all the same in my speech directory, a P file of it.
No, then it's good.
So
You
it's
can
easier
recover
to
everything.
generate all back all those labels and everything. Yeah.
So, but your PLP is there, really.
PLP should be there. I should have kept the PLP also somewhere there.
Then we just need to run neural net only. Yeah, but PLPs are like hardly a few minutes.
PLP hardly anything.
The extra work gone is like, converting the segmentation from monophone to triphone, this kind of thing. Then all the scripts are there in the temp for that kind of thing.
Which scripts?
Like,
From posteriors to
no.
posterior
The,
image.
no, what you do is like you have the segmentation to train that for monophone, right?
Yeah.
You can convert the same thing into triphone segmentation because there is monophone and triphone, they are not different except that you're just going to give a different label to them depending on the context. So it's easier to convert that segmentation directly here rather than now. You see the point that if you lose one, so the thing is that I have to recover means I have to recover through the phone, now monophone segmentation to triphone segmentation, the whole thing.
But you still need to run all the nets, no?
Yeah, it's okay. That number is very fast, so it's no
No, but
problem.
it's not. I think at least it takes 2 hours or
Yeah, so it's
3 hours.
yeah.
3 hours, I think. Yeah, ANN.
Yeah,
No,
but
so you
right
run
now
all nets
you,
also. That's super
the thing
nice.
is that right now you know almost what is the like the burn which will give you the best result. So you can control instead of
Not
running.
in all cases. That's the problem which people are facing.
Yeah.
Because everything was written then and there itself. Means even if the optimization has been done, they did the optimization there and they worked on that, started working on that. They didn't write it with pen or something on a paper or saying that, okay, this is the best optimization.
So for example, if he want to replicate all these results, then he need to use all Hammond's
Yeah.
PLP configuration. Then that's all
Because
he
if I change my configuration, then
your results will
your
not.
results are somewhere else.
Then you don't know.
Anyway,
Okay.
let's recover it. Let's hope the best,
So how
I
much
think.
time we have spent?
I think we are spent.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, fine.
Have a good day.
Good day.
So
it's over, we have to leave first.